we're gonna wait 2 weeks. Okay, welcome everyone. Shavua Tov. We're continuing Sefer Nefesh HaChaim, and at the bottom of page Kaf, we read that paragraph last time. We'll just review that paragraph. It says, "Uba'asota Adam, Retzon Kono Yitbarach Shemo." When a man does the will of Hakadosh Baruch Hu, he does mitzvot. Chayem beize ever bekoach shemo. He uses one of his limbs to put tefillin. Let's say he uses his arm to put tefillin. Achad mitzvot Hashem. Hatikun nogea leoto olam bekoach elyon hamakbilo. So the tikkun, you're rectifying something in heaven. You're rectifying it. Olah aloto olosif oruk dusha. You're bringing more light, more kedusha al kedushato. This is the way God made this. You see, Hashem didn't just tell you do mitzvot and I'll give you olam haba. He didn't just say do the mitzvot, just do these things and I'll give you olam haba. He said do these things and you're going to be building things. And when you're done, I'll show you what you built. You see, it's not just like you pay someone just to fill up a hole and dig a hole and fill a hole. That's what the Egyptians did to the Jewish people. Build the building, now wreck the building. The mitzvot are not empty. It's not just do the mitzvah and I'll give you olam haba, but the mitzvah doesn't do anything. The mitzvah does amazing things. And you're going to understand after Harem Yavisim Shana, you're going to see exactly what you did. That's what the Nefesh HaChaim said earlier. He said, the Mishnah says, Da ma lema'ala mimcha. You should know whatever, you should know that God's watching you. Da ma lema'ala mimcha. You should know what's above you. Hashem is above you. The Nefesh HaChaim and the Tanya, interestingly, they were mitnagdim, you know, those are Hasidut versus the mitnagdim. They both of these great rabbis said the same exact thing. They were mechaven to the same thing, because it's something that no one else says. The Nefesh HaChaim says it, and he doesn't quote the Tanya. And the Tanya says it. They both had the same idea. What did they say? Da ma lema'ala mimcha. He should know that whatever goes on above mimcha, it comes from you. You're the source of everything. You're the cause. You cause everything that takes place in the world. Could be a person speaks Lashon Hara, there'll be no rain. Look at that one guy. His diburim affected the world. Could be you do a chesed, you give tzedakah, because of that zechut Hashem is going to bring rain. Amazing, you know? There's a story I saw in the Me'am Noez, that in Turkey, the most amazing stories took place in Turkey. There's a lot of mikubalim there, yeah. Kishuv, there was a lot of stuff going on in Turkey. Okay? Good reason not to go to Turkey. And what's that? Yeah, it was interesting. It was a very mystical.
For the Jews in Turkey.
What's that? Yeah. Today, you know, you don't want to go to Turkey today. But in any event, there was a story there. I think there was no rain. Okay, I think, or there was a plague. Something really bad was taking place, and they made atzeret tefillah. Everyone has to come to the shul, tzedichot. The rabbi has a dream that this guy, Am Haaretz, ignorant man, who sits all the way in the back of the Beit Knesset, can barely read Hebrew, he's supposed to be Chazan. So the rabbi just thinks, like, oh, this guy doesn't even can read, barely read Aleph-Bet, you know? He gets up there, Baruch et Hashem. Nothing comes, he can't do anything. The rabbi just thinks it's, you know, in halom v'di dvarim v'telim. It must be shtiyot. He has the dream again. And he says, something's going on over here, you know? And he has the dream a third time. So he has no choice. Okay? He's at the Beit Knesset and he tells this man, when everyone's there, he says, he didn't tell him earlier, the guy won't show up if he knows he's going to be Chazan. At the Atzeret Tefillah, everyone's waiting. They think the rabbi's going to get up there and say the Tzedichot. He goes to this man in the back of the show, he says, Bechavod. Ani, why me? Mi anochi, yedech el par'o. Who am I? He says, no, Bechavod, you're supposed to be the Chazan. He gets up there and he just starts just reading. Okay, and the rain comes down and, you know. And the rabbi asked him afterwards, he says, you know, Ma ma'asecha. He said, listen, I don't know any Torah. I love Torah. I never went to yeshiva. I don't know anything, he said. But I'm very honest in business. If I check my weights every single day, I've never taken anything from anyone. I'm the last pruta. I'm very meticulous. Even one penny, I never steal from anyone. I always make sure, and if I feel I'm not sure, I always give them the benefit of the doubt. He said, I have never stolen anything from anyone. That's what I know. And that zechut, he was supposed to be the chazan. You know? And you see, Hashem, the zechut of this one simple man, you don't know. You don't know what's going on. You know, they said the Baal Shem Tov, Zecher Tzadik Livracha, one time he came to a town, and the rabbi of the town was giving musar. He was giving a drasha, but he was really giving it to them. Chidush Shabbat, Tzinihut, everything else, Kashrut, Adam Olchim to McDonald's, okay? This is in Poland, there was no McDonald's back then. He really gave them very harsh musar. And the Baal Shem Tov wasn't even there, but he was in the town. And he knew that there's kitrugim. You know, this rabbi brought down dinim to the city. He's like criticizing the people. So Baal Shem Tov felt this kitrug. He asked one of his talmidim, he says, bring the rabbi here, I have to talk to the rabbi. Okay? The rabbi comes, and he knew Baal Shem Tov was already famous at the time. He said, Rav, what's wrong? What did I do? He said, he started crying, the Baal Shem Tov. He said, you don't know who Am Yisrael are. You don't realize how special they are. If a Jew is working the whole day on his field and backbreaking work, and he's barely learning Torah, he's just working the whole day, and he's very, he's not thinking much about Hashem, he's very busy. But comes the Shigiyat HaHama, he looks at the sunset, and he sees the sun is going down, and he says, why? I have to pray Mincha. And he sees, he just has 5 minutes to pray Mincha. And he just finds a corner, he just goes, finds a place to pray Mincha, and he prays a very quick Mincha. He says, if you know what he does to the Olamot, HaKadoshim, with his thought of, I have to pray Mincha, he thinks of HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the midst of this. He says he's bringing bracha shefa to the world. He's bringing all the brachot to the world. This simple man. He says, and you speak about Am Yisrael, you don't know who they are. You don't realize how dear their mitzvot are. Sometimes you have a simple man, a simple woman. You know, that lady just praying in the back of the shul, She's supporting the whole world with her tehillim, with her tears, because her son is not religious. And she's crying to Hashem. Hashem, we don't know. We don't know. We have to have chashivut for every Jew. Every Jew is chashuv, And this is what Nefesh Chaim says. He says, each mitzvah that you do has a shoresh. It has some, it affects something. And he says, the next page, he says, kefi erech ve'ofen asiyatot, the way you do the mitzvah, the manner that you do the mitzvah, ulefi rov yistakkechut v'tarat ha-kedushat machshavto, according to the purity of your machshava. Besides the mitzvah, now, when you do the mitzvah, you have to do the mitzvah properly. Okay? That's number one. It's not just a kavanah. You didn't say Ya'alev Ya'avo on Rosh Chodesh. You can have great kavanah. You did not fulfill the mitzvah. You have to say the Amidah one more time. It's an annoying halakha. You pray, you have great kavanah. And then you're like, oh, I didn't say Ya'alev Ya'avo. Hashem, the mitzvot have to be done a certain way. It's like, you go to the pharmacy. Okay, everything's ready today. You take the wrong dosage. You take too much dosage. It can kill you, So you have to do the mitzvot in the proper way, There's a specific way to do the mitzvah. So the Nefesh HaChaim, actually, a big theme that he has, we're going to see further on, it's really a book of Hasidut. He's teaching you how to be a tzaddik. But as opposed to the Hasidut, which really focused on the machshava, he focuses a lot on the actual mitzvah. To do the mitzvah properly, you have to do the mitzvah properly. If you don't do the mitzvah properly, even if you have good kavanah, your etrog is pasul, okay? But it's a nice one. It looks pretty, but it's pasul. So you can have the right kavanah. That's not going to help you, It's just not going to help. So he says, once you're doing the mitzvah properly, now what allows the mitzvah to really, affect the olamot? It's the machshava that you have. Hamitzarefet totovat ha-maaseh ha-yikarit. See, the olamot, they all correspond to, there's diburim, there's machshava, there's maaseh. The maaseh of the mitzvah is mitaken a certain world, okay? The diburim affects a different world. And then you have the machshava affects the higher world. Machshava is the highest. When you do a mitzvah bishlemut, with the proper kavanah, you do the mitzvah properly, you're out of control. That's your tzelem elokim. That's the whole book is, you're tzelem elokim. You become like a creator. You're like a superhuman being, It also corresponds to different worlds. Every neshama has a different source. Now this is interesting. Once you do the mitzvah, or you start doing the mitzvah, then there's this kedusha that envelops you. You do a mitzvah, you become this chefsar de kedusha. Listen to this. This is amazing here. This piece really is something else. Haga'ah. וזה שתקנו נוסח ברכות המצוות. לא כל, when we say ברכות המצווה, we say, ברוך אתה השם, נתנו לך העולם, אשר קדשנו במצוותיו. You have sanctified us in your מצוות. You made us holy with your מצוות. What does that mean, you make us holy? Do you feel any different after you do mitzvah, you know? You feel like a holy human being. What is holiness, you know? Holiness in Torah is very different than what we consider. It doesn't mean being an aesthetic, you know? For Birchat HaMitzvah. When you do a mitzvah, you say Birchat HaMitzvah. V'chen v'kiddashtanu b'mitzvotecha. You have sanctified me in your mitzvot. There are some mitzvot we don't make a bracha, but the rabbis always ask, why don't you make a bracha on tzedakah? Every bracha, every mitzvah that we don't make a bracha, all the poskim always try to figure out gitin. I saw in Hachot gitin. You know, it's a mitzvah. That's not a mitzvah to get divorced, but if a person gets divorced, you have to do the proper thing. Huh? The Rashba talks about it. Rashba says, you know, it's because you know why you don't make a bracha? Because it could be you're over avera by doing the get. Just interesting. The poskim always deal with why don't we make a bracha on mitzvot? You know, if we don't make a bracha. But when we say, when we shake the lulav, okay, you do netzat yadayim, say, shake the shanu b'mitzvotav, you made me holy. What is this holiness? Listen to this. Ki me'et she'ole al ra'ayon ha'adam la'asot mitzvah. As soon as you have the idea, I want to do a mitzvah. I'm going to do a mitzvah. I'm going to go to Bet Knesset today. Yalla, let me do the mitzvah. The ra'ayon, even the idea. Tekef na'ase rishumo le'ma'alav b'mkor shosha helyon. Immediately, you shoot something up there. Okay? In Shamayim. At the source of the mitzvah, where the mitzvah comes from, umamshich misham al atzmo or makif. Then you're enveloped with the spiritual light. It just covers you. This light of the mitzvah, uftusha elyona hofefet ala v'sovevet. Look at that. It's amazing. It says this eternal kedusha surrounds you and envelops you. And the Torah says this. V'katub meforash v'tkaddishtem. If you make yourself holy, then you'll be holy. If you bring this kiddusha to you, Hashem will finish the job. If you are mekadesh yourself down here, you walk in the street, LA, billboards, yeah? I'm a Jew. You're mekadesh yourself. Mekadeshim oto milamala. They in Shamayim, they say, wow, look at that guy. Okay, we're gonna bring the kedusha. I mentioned in the shiur a few weeks ago. We had a shiur here about Shemirat Einayim. It says in the Yerushalmi, Hashem says, if you give me your eyes and your heart, ana yada de adidi, then I'm gonna know that you're mine. You become mine. Hashem says, you see that boy over there? That's my boy. You know, see that guy there? You know, who has a big yetzarara and he doesn't look. He's mekadesh himself.
Are you this?
That you're exploding, exploding the olamot hakdoshim, in a good way. Huh? Look what he says here. Rotze lomar shemilma'ala nimshach alav hakedusha mishosha elyon shel mitzvah. That the kedusha of the mitzvah, you actually become a kadosh. He's going to say later on, you're actually in Gan Eden. You're actually like in Gan Eden. Okay? There's a dimension of Gan Eden that you carry with you when you're doing a mitzvah.
But it's a lifetime battle. That's one day you're doing it, one day you're not.
So you got Jehinam. Gan Eden.
Oh.
Okay?
So
but you have to keep on going up eventually to the Gehinam, you know. It takes time, you know.
It's too hot in the Jahannam.
Jahannam. So what it says, Kamo shekatuv b'Zohar, Parashat Tzav.
That's why we came to LA. It's cooler.
It says in the Zohar, okay, Ketiv yitkaddishtem uhitem kaddushim. Look what it says here. Man de mekadesh garme millera, mekadeshin le mila'ila. If someone is mekadesh himself down here, they are mekadesh him up above. Mekadeshin le mila'ela, da kedusha demare shar ya'ale. He says the kedusha of Hashem envelops him and it surrounds him. I uvda deletata hi bikdusha. If the ma'aseh, if his mitzvah is done here on low, you know, olam hazeh, with kedusha, you do a mitzvah with kedusha, I want to just serve you, Hashem. That's really the key. I just saw the achida. He says, just serve Hashem. You commanded me. If you have that kavanah, that's like unbelievable, you know? Not for yourself, not because it feels good, not because of Allah Mamba, not because you want to make money, not because you're afraid. That's what you want from me. That's real kedusha. Mit ores, it says here, it ar kedusha de le'ayla ve'ativ yeshar ya'ale ve'itkadesh be. So what happens is the kedusha from above is awakened and it surrounds you. Okay, next paragraph, Parashat Kedoshim. This is Parashat Kedoshim in the Zohar. V'shata debarnash achzi uvda letata b'orach mishor. When a man does a mitzvah down here in a proper way, nagid v'nafik v'sharia ilaveh ruach kadisha ila'a. So what happens is, he has this Kedusha Elyona that comes on top of him. Okay, it says here, Ata ubahu uvda sharia ale ruach kadisha ruach ila didkadasha be, ata didkadash mekadshine dikhtivi lekadisham. What happens is this this kedusha comes to you and it makes you holy. Litkadesh mekadshim moto kakatuv v'rashat naso. Right, it just it repeats this idea over here. Look at the last paragraph. Al yedei ze hakedusha ha'or makif. Okay, fine. So you have this or makif, this light that's just surrounding you. Or makif. Again, these are borrowed terms. Or there's no light. It's a spiritual essence that surrounds you. Kiviyachol. He says, "Hu davu kiviyachol bo itbarach gam bechayav." Even when you're alive, you are attached to Hashem. What is it? Devekut. We want devekut. All the svarim, the chasid, sifrei chasidut, talk about devekut. Ah, I want to be with you, Hashem. Devekut is that you keep the mitzvot and Hashem is with you. His kedusha surrounds you. That's what Moshe Rabbeinu told the Jewish people. Zeh shamar katuv, v'atem advekim b'Hashem elokechem. You, all of you. You know, he was talking about how the Jews sinned before. And he said, but you, whoever is here, atem advekim b'Hashem elokechem, chayim kulechem ayom. You are all alive now. Gam be'otchem, chayim kulechem ayom. You're really alive. When a person is kadosh, he's really alive. That's why the Chazal say, tzadikim b'mitatam keruim chayim. A tzadik, even when he's dead, okay? Notice, we say someone is niftar. We say a Jew is niftar. We don't say he died. He's exempt. He used to have to keep mitzvot. He's patur. He basically, he's still alive. It's just that he's exempt. Goyim, you don't say niftar. Or you don't say, see this dog. Niftar, miskin.
It's like you've been working someplace.
Exactly. You're still alive. It's just that... Yeah, you're patur. You're right. But listen, there is something called mitah. When the neshama leaves, but the rabbis, when they describe the mitah of a Jew, is very different than the mitah of a goy. That's why it says, "Tzadikim b'mitatam kirim chayim." Even when they're dead, they're still alive because they keep on going higher and higher in the olamot. You know, the mitzvot that they did, they taught Torah, they taught their kids to do mitzvot.
Now we're learning mitzvot.
You know, it's unbelievable. Yeah, the zechut that he has is just I think of Rashi. Look at Rashi. Any guy that learns Chumash or Gemara, the Torah without Rashi. It's not Torah. It's just amazing.
Niftar comes from Tzedek, right?
Niftar, Patur.
But you're opening the same way that you come into this world, you open another door, go to the other
Femme
world.
Very nice.
Mazel Mechta Piturim.
Huh?
Mazel Mechta Piturim.
So let go, yeah. That's
my idea.
Yeah, that's fine.
Mazel Mechta Piturim. You're going from this place, you're going to another place.
Exactly.
Yeah. Where are you going? Not everybody
goes
to the same place.
Yeah, nachon. But now, here you go. So the Gemara says that Reshaim, afilu b'chayim keruim mitim. Even when they're alive, you're looking at the guy, he's a dead man. He's a dead man. He has a big bullseye on him, you know? That's what it says. You know, it says in Mishlei, I forget which Perek Vav or something, Mishlei, you know, if someone would write Mishlei, if a rabbi would write Mishlei today, they'd say, like, this guy's like not a religious guy, okay? Because he speaks reality, you know? He speaks about a man that is going to Azona, Bar Minan. And he has all the descriptions of what she tells him and what he says, and she says, my husband's not home, okay, but I have money and this and that, and I have this perfume, and all this znut, okay? And then it says, and he follows her, like the shor, you know? The shohet. He follows her. He's going to be slaughtered right now. He's going to go and he thinks he's going to have a nice time. He's going to die. He's going to die. You see people that they look happy, they're wealthy, and everything's good. There's a big bullseye on them. Okay? Because they're essentially dead. He's going to talk about what Gehinam does to that person. Everyone excited? Yeah, okay. Look at that there. Zeh or makif. Why do you need this or makif? Why do you need this spiritual light that surrounds you? He says, remember, we said this starts with the ra'ayon. We just think to do the mitzvah. Already the shorosh ha'elyon says, look at my boy, he wants the mitzvah. Yalla. He says, it helps you finish the mitzvah. It's to help you finish the mitzvah. You need a siyata dishmaya to finish the mitzvah. Now, what happens when you finish the mitzvah? Yadei ha-gemar ha-or mitchazek yote v'yarim rosh elyon. Then this or becomes very great, okay? And yarim rosh elyon, okay? This, I don't know how to translate that. Alzeh amru zal abal yitayim isayinot. If a person wants to be pure, they help you. Okay, now, the rayon helps you, is mekadesh you, and it helps you, what's that? Where are you?
What's the meaning of yadei ha-gemar? The first.
When you finish it. By finishing it, the Gemara is to finish it. Now, so we said you just have the idea, you're kadosh already, and it helps you finish the mitzvah. Now, you finish the mitzvah. Okay, now what? What happens to this or? That's the next paragraph. Now, you're going to do more mitzvot. Because now you're kadosh. Ahar shehu yoshev ata b'gan eden mamash. Because you are literally in Gan Eden right now. Hose betzel kanfei kedusha v'seter elyon. You are, under the kedusha, the shekhinah. Now, once you're doing the mitzvah, ein makom leyetzarara lishlot bo. Now the yetzarara can't get you. You're in Gan Eden. That's why the rabbis say. It says, "Pagab becha menuval ze moshchei do bet hamidrash." If the menuval, the yetzarara comes and tells you, "Yalla, come on, do something," he entices you. Moshchei do bet hamidrash. Take the yetzarara by the, by the tail, bring him to the Beit Midrash. And all the Mefarshim said, we can bring him to the Beit Midrash. You're going to bring, the iPhone. Or you can bring him into the Beit Midrash. He said, the reason is because when you're studying Torah, Mimela, you're just, everything's going to leave you. When you're in Gan Eden, get away from me. I'm in Gan Eden. And you don't even have a desire as much for the Avera because you're studying Torah. I should tell you, I saw from Rav Volbi, Zechat Tzadik Lebracha, he says, if someone did not taste Gemara, Rashi, Tosafot, study Gemara properly, to really understand the Gemara, do Rashi, Tosavot. He says, in my opinion, there's no way to fight the Yetzer Hara. The rabbi, he was a big Baal Musar. What does he mean by that? Obviously, he had rabbis before Baal Tosafot. What that means is to study Gemara, when you study Gemara properly, and you really try to understand it, and you're chozer, and you in your mind, you review it, your mind becomes filled with Torah. It literally fills your mind. It fills your mind that when you want.
There's no place to think about Averot. Nothing.
Your mind is filled with Kedusha.
Yeah.
And there's nothing like Gemara that really fills it. You have to try to understand it. This is just it's from experience. When you study Gemara, there's nothing like it. And he says that fights the Yetzer Hara because your mind is so preoccupied with Torah, you don't have time to think about anything else. And you're not interested because there's nothing more beautiful. Rav Aaron Kotler, Zechat Tzadik Livracha, he was at, he started Lakewood Yeshiva. Okay? Rav Aaron Kotler came to Lakewood, and he said, I want to make a yeshiva, just Torah. You want to go to college, go to college. My yeshiva is only Torah. People should come here. He didn't tell people don't go to college. Some people would tell that. He would just say the yeshiva is a holy place. We only have Torah studies here. And we're going to have people that just dedicate their lives to Torah. And people said, where's this guy coming from over here? Kollel in America? There were like 3 people learning full-time in America in 1950. Like literally 3 people. It was like 2 yeshivot, it was YU, There were a lot of Talmidei Chachamim, but people just studying Torah, they said you're from the whole country, no one's going to give you money. And he said, no, he said, you're going to see. We have to have a place that's only Torah. And he raised money, and one of his donors said, Rabbi, at least write that you're making rabbis, you're making dayanim. He said, no. We're just studying Torah. We're going to have dayanim also. We're going to have rabbis. But it's just to study Torah. Okay, they built, they had the architect designed the building. Okay, beautiful building, and they were showing it to everyone. And Rav Aaron Kotler looks at the thing and he says, "We need a new one." He says, "Why? Well, it's beautiful. The cars, the 1950, Oldsmobile, with the chrome. Those look nice, He says, "See that tree there? There's no tree." He put a beautiful big tree. It's like, there's no tree there. He says, it's sheker. He says, people are going to look at this. He says, yeah, but it's just a tree. It's like, you're going to build a building. He says, when you start Torah, it has to be 100% honest. Okay? I want to start the yeshiva with honesty. Okay? I don't want to mislead anybody. Let's be honest who we are. We're studying Torah. We just want to study Torah. That's all we want to do. Okay, they're at a big parlor meeting. And they have big donors there. And there was a conservative guy. He said, I'll give you money, Rabbi. You know, and but he said something about conservatism, about the conservative movement, how we're saving Judaism. Rabbi Aaron Kotler said publicly, he said, I don't want your money. He was going to give like $1 million or something, you know. He said, no. He said, you're destroying Judaism. He didn't. He refused to take money from. It had to be Yashar from the very beginning. Why am I sharing this with you? Because someone asked him over there. He said, this guy gave a lot of money, okay? And Rabbi Aaron Kotler said, and this guy was just a businessman, and didn't learn much Torah. So Rabbi Aaron Kotler said, in Shamayim, you're going to have an amazing place in Olam Haba, because you're enabling other people to study Torah. He said, come on, Rabbi. He said, and he said, you're going to be in the yeshiva Shalmala, you're going to understand what's going on there, you're going to be studying Torah and Shamayim. He said, come on, Rabbi, you're studying all day Torah, Be'iyun. I barely study Torah. Yeah, I do a little Chok L'Yisrael, you know, in the morning. You know? A little Tehillim here and there. So he says, you know, I'm Osek Ba'olam Hazeh the whole day. He said, you don't understand. He said, I'm in Olam Haba. I'm studying Torah. I'm in Olam Haba. He said, you're missing out on Olam Haba. Look at the way he viewed things. Not that I'm losing out on Olam Hazeh because I'm studying Torah. You're losing out on Olam Haba. You don't think Hashem's going to repay you? You're working all day to enable other people to study Torah. You don't even have this world. Because the most pleasurable thing to do in this world is to study Torah. But you have to taste it. You have to see for yourself. You know, we're going to start a call out. You have to taste it. You have to learn some Gemara, learn some, some Midrashim, but learn them and understand it and get the Ruach. It envelops you. And he says you become your in Gan Eden. And this Kedusha helps you finish the mitzvot and lets you do more mitzvot. So we'll just stop here. I'll just finish with one last thing. The rabbis say, mitzvah, goreret, mitzvah. The greatest reward you can have is not money. It's not even Olam Haba. It's to do another mitzvah. Because we're on this world to do mitzvot. And if you do mitzvot, God lets you do more mitzvot. You do the mitzvot, you'll do more mitzvot. Just, it's a never-ending cycle, you know? So we're going to start discussing next time about the opposite, about Minnan, Gehinam. Stay tuned.
Okay, Shabbat Shalom. What's the source of Gehinam? Because there is no such thing. There is no source of Torah.
I don't know if they're not. What's that?
The name Gehinam. That word is...